Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
I am your host, Stassi Schroeder. Welcome to Tell Me Lies, the official podcast.
What's the most unhinged thing of season three?
Steven, because he's so evil.
I do think he is misunderstood.
You see everyone face consequences.
It's intoxicating.
The writers just know how to trick you.
There's always a twist in this show.
It's nothing you would expect.
Tell Me Lies, the official podcast, January 6th, and stream the new season of Tell Me Lies January 13th on Hulu and Hulu on Disney+.
She flowing in that cash talk, walk in the booth like Naomi on the catwalk, and tell them bitches whoop whoop from the Jaguar. It ain't even right though, push me and I might go. She ain't getting money, I'm like, what the fuck the hype for? When them bitches bite flow, make my appetite go poof, gone, voila, magic, looking mad good just to pull up on them rampant.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Unhinged and Immoral. I'm Jamila.
And I'm Mecca. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Y'all see we're at the OG setting. Back at home, back in front of our wallpaper.
Francesca Ramsey.
Yeah, shout out to Francesca for the hookup.
Hold on, I'm turning you up real quick.
Shout out. It is a Monday. Like, we are really back to old times. Not that y'all would know this, but like, mm-hmm. This is something that we know. We're recording on Monday. And I went out last night, so I'm a little.
Oh,
yeah, I did.
I didn't go out.
My
old
niggas out last night.
Yesterday was Sunday. Where'd you go?
I went to Bar 5015. I went to Faces, the New Adore, and then I went to D Bar, which is. I had to leave. Like, I left my friends because I said, "Oh, I have to record in the morning, and I'm actually really fucked up." I got on TikTok and was mouth harassing a Jack in the Box burger behind music, calling some white bot a white hoe on TikTok.
Were you on live?
No, I actually have the video. The video is all of like 30 seconds.
Okay.
It's me saying, fuck you, white hoe, while eating a burger. It's hilarious. I can't believe this.
Me and my Jack in the Box Hispanic hot sauce, white hoe. I don't give a fuck.
Like, go to bed. You should have known then it was time to go to fuck to bed.
No,
what are you doing?
When I woke up and Sierra likes eggs. Shout out to Sierra. Sierra was like, yo, you're the funniest bitch alive.
Oh my
That's
God.
What I woke up to. I said, oh my God, y'all. Anyway, shout out to the white hoes.
Shout out to the White House.
Shout out to the White House.
What did I do yesterday? Yesterday was Sunday. Oh, I recorded at Jay's podcast, and then I'm starting to develop a little bit of a routine, which is great because I know my days just be all over the place. But for now, my little routine is I go over there Sunday morning. We record at 11. And then after that, I usually just stay at his house a little bit longer, and then I just get work done. Like, he'll be editing, I'll be editing. Janae sometimes will be there with her son. His daughter be running around. Well, Janae was out of town.
Do Noah be there?
No.
I was going to say
I usually don't have Noah on the weekends.
Oh. Otherwise, if you did have Noah, that's like a really good work environment.
Yeah, bring like, if I had to bring him, it would be fine. Like, it kind of just, this is only, like, a couple weeks in, so it's kind of, like, still kind of developing some type of routine, but as of now, it makes the most sense for Noah to not be with me on the weekends, because I usually have a lot of events or just stuff popping up, so that's kind of how we've been rolling, and then I'll usually get him either Sunday evening, or if, Noah's dad has him. He'll take him to school Monday like he did today, and then I'll just pick him up Monday after school. So it's, you know what I mean?
You just do the co-parenting thing. That's what they is for, the other parent.
Right. Yes.
Have y'all ever heard us talk about Jamila Beattie? Because that's how she, mm-hmm. It's just so funny. Brandy. Serious face.
Yes.
Well, shout out to everyone being able to bring their... I can't take this serious. It was an instant... No, you want to know why this is funny? Because my mom was the same way. Instant slant face when your daddy come it's up. Like, but like...
you know what I mean? I don't...
Instant.
Right.
But shout out to all the co-parents out there. And shout out to Jay for creating an environment that is kid-friendly. We love an environment where you can bring kids and get your work done. Because people be having kids, bro.
Exactly.
People be having kids. I say this as a childless person, but what I learned when I was taking care of little moms is that, niggas be having kids. Like, people be having children.
Yeah, people be having kids. And, like, it's way more normal than you realize. Like, I've met so many people more recently that just have children. I'm like, oh, okay, like... I'm not the only one with a kid. Like, that's so not...
That's how,
like,
I know abnormal. We grown. That's how I know we grown for fucking real. There was a point in time where Jamila was the only person I knew with a kid. And now Jamila is one of so many people I know with kids. So that's when I'm like...
Look at me! I started all this shit!
I created all this. That's how I know I'm grown as fuck. Because it's like, oh, you don't have a kid is the... Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're weird. Like, oh, you don't have a kid?
Yeah. So many people
So it's kids. So weird that's like... The way people act about kids sometimes
is so strange. Like,
because everybody has kids.
It's also just not that deep to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think everyone understands kids are, like, at base level annoying, like, because they're kids and they don't know what the fuck is going on. But, like, when people have a, like, visceral disdain for children, like, they, and, like, I was just having this conversation with a certain someone last night.
There is a bug. I'm going through so much, y'all. I'm damn like, still I'm still drunk.
Clearly. I was talking to a certain fellow last night.
Who?
And crazy question. You know, I never disclose my dealings. And we were just talking about how, like, sometimes it's when people randomly talk about, like, the way in which they talk about kids, it'll kind of make you look at them a little funny, like,
that was icky.
Like, why did you say that?
That was strange. Okay. Why'd you say that like that? Yeah. No, I don't know. It's just not, it's not normal to me, especially people who are, like, older but don't have kids. I don't mind being childless, like, in terms of you don't want to have children or you've decided that's not the path for you. Like, I respect that. I do think we need more childless people. It shouldn't be something that is, like, thrusted upon you just because it's a societal, like, expectation. But I also think, on the flip hand, since it is a very natural part of life, you can't be, like, acting like a dickhead. And like, oh, kids, like, and I completely understand the critique of, like, bad children, like whatever. Like, there can be critique of how people are raising their kids. But I do think sometimes, especially, like, as someone who doesn't have kids, you find yourself in spaces with other people who don't have kids. And the way that they speak about kids is just, it makes me very uncomfortable. Because it's like, oh, my God, do you hate children?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. You're like the witch. Remember the witch in the book we used to read growing up who, like, ate children? I'm like, you're going to eat these kids, man.
They be so mad, like, damn. But, yeah, you know, I'm glad have a good crew of people to where it's like, even like, sometimes Lou will hit me up and, like, to do a skit or whatever. And he'll be like, or I'll tell him, like, oh, I have no. He's like, bring him.
Lou always like, has Lou's his daughter, though.
His daughter be around, too. So it's like, that makes me feel more comfortable. And I usually prefer to kind of, like, not do work with Noah only because I know I'm not super attentive to him in that moment. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you got to bring your kid to work. Like, especially when we were prepping for Ladies Night, the concert that I was hosting, we had a rehearsal one day, just had to bring him. And it was at night. And you gonna bring him that snack, that water bottle, and that tablet.
iPad.
And he'd be all and right.
I grew up with the type of mom who took us everywhere. Like, my mom was the mom who, she had, like, a side business and all this type of stuff. So, like, I definitely grew up with, like, that. Like, we would go to meetings. We'd have our books and our snacks. And, like, we knew she was working. She'd be like, okay, so don't bother me right now. I have to go in here for an hour. Blase, blase. I think it's really good for kids, actually, to just see their parents working. There's a lot of stuff that I talk about now, like, being an entrepreneur, that it was never out of the realm of possibility for me because I saw my mom doing it. So it's like, it's very good for children in that way. But I like that, like, we have people around us who bring their kids. Cause, like, to your point, Jay and Lou's daughter is always fucking around. She's so sweet. And I'm just like, I really like this. Cause, you know, some people get so like, oh, I can't bring them. It's like, no, this is your job.
Yeah,
like,
you have to
bring the baby. It's fine. It's fine. Like, you know how I be talking to kids like they regular people. So hello, how was your day today? What do you have going on?
Yeah.
Jamila's son Noah has like a little raspy voice. He'd be like, Echo.
When he randomly tries to whisper, hey. Like, what is that? Mind you, he's so loud. Like, he's just such a character. Watching him
to explain the Airbnb situation was so funny. So for context, for the whole year, I've been staying at Jamila's house, but then this last time I got an Airbnb. So I came, like, I was there, but then I wasn't. And Noah was like he had the concept that I was in town, but I wasn't staying at the house. So he was like, so why aren't you here? It was just hella funny. I'm like, oh, you understand what's going on. Like,
help me understand.
Help me understand.
Where the hell are you going after you leave?
Yeah, like, I see your bag. Right. I see the bags and the suitcases, but you're obviously not getting comfortable. What's going on? Between that and your dad be watching the podcast at their house, I know that because Noah will be like, oh, are you and my mom going to work to talk? I'm like, you're so smart.
No, I'm really raising an internet baby down. He'd be like, mommy, you about to make a video?
Okay, yeah, no, quiet. He literally knows, guys. I was cracking up. He was like, oh, you and my mom are about to go talk. I said, how do you know that? He was like, Papa, on the screen. Mm-hmm. I said,
when it comes time for a career day and I show up there with my tripod, yeah, this, yeah.
I'm an influencer.
Yes.
I talk.
I can't wait for that day. Like, yes, I'm going to be showing up to the kids' school with some Gucci sunglasses on, a tripod, and a camera. Like, yeah, so, hey, kiddos, I'm a YouTuber.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
And I know the other parents are going to be so irritated. Like,
yeah. This made me think of last night when I was walking through the club. And it was obviously some drunk man, but it made me laugh because he was like, hey, that bitch is on the internet. I was like, but he was talking to his homeboy. I didn't stop, but I was like, oh my God. And then the other nigga was like, oh, the internet bitch. Like, they were just niggas. God. And they kept throwing the bitch word around. And my friends were getting mad. But I was also lit at that point. I was like, they're literally drunk. And I'm drunk enough that this is funny. So when you said the other parents are going to get so mad, they're going to be like, look at
the
this
way
bitch
niggas
from the internet.
Casually throw bitch out, though, be so yeah. Like, and then when you talk to
them, though, they will like, oh, yeah, nigga, yeah. I heard you. Stop. Yeah. Stop. You know better.
Okay, so we're stepping into the new year, the new millennium, 2026. Now, full transparency, guys, today is actually...
It's the 29th.
So we're technically still in... We're talking to you from the past. So, but I mean, we're right there. We're kissing the new year. So I still think we can kind of like get into having our new
year. We have 2 days left.
And you know, you guys got to enjoy your favorite cousin Devin for the new year episode. So I know you guys really love that one because that was just a good little kiki.
Devin's so funny.
But this is going to be like our official new year video where we can kind of wrap up our year, talk about some of those things. Our, you know, favorite moments. We can also talk about, you know, what we're excited for the new year. All the things. What would you say your highlight from last year, this year, 2025 was for you?
I feel like we had such a whirlwind year that I have so many highlights. Like, I have a highlight reel. We got to do South by Southwest, which... Mm-hmm. the hotel we stayed in was really fancy. It's just like, I think that experiencing nice things at, I guess, an influencer level is what I'm trying to say. Because I sure. never sought out to be necessarily an influencer. Mm-hmm. I always was okay with like watching them. And then I make my videos, but I still have just a regular vibe. I think that we had the red carpet rolled out for us in like a lot of different aspects this year, that was my first time experiencing that. So even like though this is my second year at Essence, this is my first year as a speaker, first year on a Essence stage. We got the red carpet rolled out for that. Like the Urban League, it's just like a lot of different stuff where it was like we were the guests of honor, and that mm-hmm. showed was like, so it was really cool. It was really yeah. cool. And it's yeah. like all of that is like combined into one big experience for me. Cause I'm like, I don't know, you know, to the woo-woo manifestation point, you don't know shit exists in the way that it does until you experience it, which is why I do think it's important to like watch things and see people who are living in a certain way. Cause like I knew this stuff, but then experiencing it is like so different.
Yeah. Experiencing is definitely one of those things like, oh, okay. Like, this is so doable. Like,
like Jamila and I started the year off when we would travel sharing rooms. Mm-hmm. And then now it's to the point where it's assumed that like, oh, you need to book a separate rooms. Mm-hmm. And that transition happened in like,
and mind you, sharing rooms that we paid for.
That we paid for and are on TikTok arguing over the thermostat. Like, because this very bitch sleeps with it very cold. We're using Jamila's aunt's like points and shit. Like I feel like the jump was just happened so quickly that yeah. it was just like, I can't, like, I appreciate everything as like all encompassing experiences and not yeah. just like one individual.
Yeah, man. I feel like I was so spoiled this year that unfortunately I can't go backwards. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Unfortunately, I don't want to sleep in the same room as Jamila. She keeps the thermostat on 63. It's cold so, okay, as fuck. Now,
before we move past this goddamn thermostat, full disclosure, guys, I do not keep the thermostat on 63. I yes, am a modest does. 70. I actually am.
That's not true, Jamila.
It is true. That one hotel room does not count. For some reason, you were overly hot that trip, or you were overly cold that trip, and I was overly hot. But typically, when I'm in my own hotel, whenever I go into a hotel room, the first thing I do is turn the AC off because it's always OD fucking cold. And I'm anemic, yeah. right? But when I'm in bed at night, I like to turn the AC on because I like every bit of possible cover blanket on top of me so I can just be a snuggle bear. We already talked about me and my snuggle antics. So I need it to be a little brisk breeze. That way, like, it hits my face every now and then so that I don't get hot. That's my...
I turn the AC off. I like for it to be like 72.
And that's why you be hot when you're cuddling with a nigga. Cut the fucking AC on. No. Goddamn.
And when I be with the niggas, I do turn the AC on. It's the body heat specifically. But when I'm by myself, I like to be warm, guys. Like, I don't want to sleep in the Arctic. And yeah, anyway, when we were at, I forgot what hotel we was at, but it was like... When I walked in, it was like warm because the outside hallway was cold. And then I walked into my room and it was warm. I was like, Jamila would hate this room, but I love it.
Listen, it's we definitely had like quite the year. And if you're watching this now, then you've already seen my yearly recap video that I've been working so hard on. And
Jamila and her yearly recaps, guys.
I did. I was petty. I'm not going to lie.
You were petty? That's good. Why not?
I was petty. And I was petty in the way that, like, I want to put things in full perspective. There were so many vile videos made about me.
We kept getting jumped.
Last year. That I never responded to. And y'all have to remember at the end of the day, guys, I am a Gemini, okay? I am a daughter of Kendrick through and through. And so when I'm sitting back watching people, I'm talking about talk about me like a fucking dog and turn me every which way but loose. And I am just at this point getting whacked over the head because I ain't even saying shit back. Mm. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay. I just kept telling myself, don't even worry about it. It's cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna let y'all go ahead. Have your moment. Because at the end of the day, I'm working. And
she's booked and she's busy.
Shit. Like, when I tell you nothing that y'all said stick, like, I don't give a fuck. I never did. And I just had to. And the only thing about it is, in real life, I wouldn't, like, before all this shit popped off, I was known for arguing with people on Twitter because I never let people get the last word.
You still be arguing with folks on, you be pissing Twitter off.
But I have slowed down.
You know what's funny?
I keep it on a key level.
Let me tell you something. Twitter is an app that I don't enjoy at that level. Like, I feel like TikTok.
I love Twitter.
That's so crazy because I would rather... I mean, I don't rather anything, but Twitter is just like, I'm just like, oh, I'm not doing this with y'all.
You know why I love Twitter? Because I can tweet something so ridiculous and stupid and fun and mute the fucking tweet. And that's why. Mind you, I don't even be knowing people be cussing me out until I come back. And I'll be like, what? Mind you, what's funny about Twitter is you'll casually scroll and you'll see somebody quote your tweet.
Whooping your ass.
And I'll be like, oh, damn, when this happened, y'all?
When did this happen?
But on Twitter, the thing is, as an OG Twitterer,
mm-hmm.
when you know the culture of Twitter, that, like, I am so not fazed by Twitter. It's something, like, TikTok is new for me, so it's something a little different about watching people make videos talking shit about me versus watching people tweet. I don't know. I'm used to, like, Twitter shit, because it's like, y'all shut the fuck up. And when I tell you, I don't give a fuck on Twitter, like, I don't
You know what I think
damn.
It is?
Who are you talking to?
I existed on Twitter with such anonymity for so many years. Mm. Do you know the thing is? And then it's like, my viral tweets were always, like, very well received. I think now, in this past year, going to the spike, and the thing about Twitter is, like, once you hit over 20,000 followers, your tweets travel at a faster rate. They travel, okay?
Yes.
And they could hit Now you on the blogs. Like, that's happened to both me and Jamila this year, where it was like, I've always had people who I followed and they had that experience, but, like, never myself. And so some of the stuff I just have had to readjust because I'm like, oh my God, I can't just say shit anymore. Like, I used to be way more, I mean, in a general sense with all my social media, I used to be way more off the wall. Now it's like, is this going to offend anyone? Da, 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 da. Like, I think a lot before I do things, but that's why the video from last night was so funny because, you know, it was the first time, obviously in a long time, that I didn't really think before I made a video and I'm just like, white hoe.
Yeah. So, I say all that to say, I had a great freaking year. Oh, let me talk about highlight. Honestly, the highlight of my year, truly, 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 guys, is meeting Tisha Campbell. I'm never going to let that fucking down. Are you kidding me?
You know what's crazy about that? Jamila didn't speak. I've never really seen you speechless. And Tisha was just so funny in that moment. Everything was funny about that.
I was gagged. That was really, really cool to me because, for the most part, all the other celebrities that I've met, I anticipated meeting them. So I kind of was like, well, actually, I never even talked about this. Should I tell them?
I think you should say that for a little bit later.
Okay.
Because that is such a good story that it I just, is such that, a good that's story. Such like a standalone story. You see?
Yeah. I've always said I'm going to keep that story for when I do.
That I was going to say. But I was going to say, that needs to be for something else. Like, that's a good story. No shade, y'all.
Yeah, no shade. I love you guys down, but I'm going to save that good, juicy story for a stand-up bit.
Which, it was so much.
I'm getting into stand-up.
How are you liking that? I feel like if I see you get into stand-up, then I'll finally do it. I've been practicing in my room sometimes, though.
Very difficult.
I know. That's why I haven't done it. It's hard.
But it's something that, because it's difficult, it's pushing me to want to, like, really get into it. So I've had two, like, stand-up experiences. One, I did an open mic night, which is where it was at a place where specifically comedians go to, like, practice. So I felt more comfortable practicing there. And they go there to kind of, like, test out material and stuff like that. It was a 3-minute set. It was not bad, but it also wasn't good. But I think that's, like, to be expected your first stand-up or whatever. So I went with Mel, actually, And I recorded it. I sent it to Kev on stage, and I sent it to Tahir. I was like, I'm not sending this to anybody but comedians. Like, this is just so...
I just need the notes.
Transparent. And they sent me really, really, really good feedback so that I can, like, go back into the lab and work on it and kind of, like, you know, reconfigure some stuff. And then my second stand-up experience, slightly different but still very much so, was when I hosted Ladies Night. I specifically curated my sets to be both stand-up and performance because I wanted to test out being able to carry a stage with joke telling and not just hosting, not just introducing acts, especially because I had 5 to 10 minute segments in between each act. So I needed to carry the stage. So I was okay, I want to curate this for me to be able to also kind of work on my craft. And honestly, a lot of it was improv as well, which was really cool. So I was really testing myself on different ways. Like, bitch, can you be funny? Can you do improv? And I was performing with the band, like I was singing on stage and all the things. So that was really cool.
Unrelated. So yeah. I don't know why, for me personally, like how you're saying you fit the stand-up into your hosting gig, mm-hmm. that doesn't scare me, but like just being like, oh, I just did stand-up, that's like, oh my god, that's so scary.
It's so scary.
I believe it.
And it's weird because I have been performing for so long, like you would think that I would be comfortable on stage telling jokes, but there's something very
that's a different beast
getting on stage and telling jokes. Like me, when I was on stage for Ladies Night, I was more scared doing my stand-up than singing. Like, bitch, I've been singing forever. That's nothing. Like, I don't know. That's not serious. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it. It's a weird thing. But I'm excited to get back into it. I really want to, I just want to iron out the craft before I actually, like, promote it on social media. It's not going to be something that y'all are just going to be like, come along with me while I do a stand-up joke. No.
I kind of want to be decent.
Yeah, I really want to like work on it. So that's definitely something that
you're getting into.
I'm getting into.
I signed up for some acting classes in the same way that Jimmy was trying to do stand up. I really want to lean into like comedic acting. I think that, and again, shout out to Kev on stage, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Him giving us the opportunity with like Safe Space was. I always knew I wanted to do that, but I think. Yeah. One thing about it, once you do it, it's like, oh, this is completely, like, I can do this. Like, mm-hmm. it's just you need to do it. And so that's why Nike tells y'all to just go ahead and do it, because you can mm-hmm. do it. So now, for me personally, I want to, like, get better. I want to go on auditions. I saw this really cool, this series of TikTok videos where they were talking about this girl on Threads who said, your goal for 2026 should be to get, like, 1,000 no's. Because on the road to getting
a good perspective,
you know, to getting 1,000 no's, how many yeses are you going to get? Mm-hmm. And so I saw several people making videos talking about how when they, like, they literally give themselves goals of, like, I need to get rejected from X amount of times. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, on your way to getting rejected, you get this. And they're telling you what all the things that they got, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was like, wow, that is such a good perspective. And especially, like, as gearing up to start going on auditions and like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a rejection based situation.
Oh, God.
I need, right?
Like, I actually, that's part of the reason why I stopped acting or I stopped auditioning years ago, because I just wasn't ready to continuously face the rejection. I was not in a mental state where that was conducive to me. I was like, I'm going to take a pause from doing auditions and I'm going to kind of redirect myself into doing my own stuff, because I wanted to get the practice in. I wanted to actually do the things, and I felt like, well, bitch, nobody's accepting me.
But in addition,
you guys want to know some lore about me?
What?
I auditioned for Empire.
Oh, mm-hmm. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. What role did you audition for?
It was an open role. So they had open auditions, and they didn't disclose what it was for, but it was for, I assume, one of the people who were going to be signed to Empire, like one of the singers who were going to be signed onto the Empire, like, label. And because, I mean, of course, it was a singing show. So, but yeah.
You want to know what I auditioned for?
P-Valley.
No, I wish I had. I wish I was there. I auditioned for Sunny with a Chance on Disney Channel.
I'm crying. When?
when was that? Fucking 2007? It was so long ago.
That is funny as fuck.
They literally had, what is this? They did, I believe they did like an open situation. And it was, when I was auditioning for it, I knew it was Demi Lovato's show. They didn't, it didn't even have a title. It just said Demi Lovato's new show. Mm-hmm. And I auditioned for it and I was like, wow, that's insane. So that's a piece of lore I never shared. That's what I'm saying. And I feel like I didn't expect to like get it, but I was like, that would be so cool. But my mom wasn't into like the child star. She was like, this will send you down a path of drug use. So
she ain't lying.
She was like, yeah, no, we're doing this so that you can check it off your bucket list and you feel supported, but this isn't going to be a thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, but now I want to get back into the auditions. I feel really like confident in myself, but I want to do it much to your point, how you want to do it, right? Like I want to take acting classes. I just look at how well we did on Safe Space, and that was like no training, no nothing. I'm looking at audience reception and I'm like, yo, imagine if I actually tried. I wasn't trying.
Yeah. It was like, it felt really good to be on a set in that way and get back into like just acting.
I can't stress enough, y'all, how much fun filming that was as well.
It was so much
fun. I didn't even realize we were on set for like 8 hours because we were having so much fun the entire time. So if I don't assume every set's going to be like that, but hopefully, fingers crossed, most of the ones that I am are like that.
Sets are like so unethically fun that like, I enjoy it so much. And it's so, you have to be a certain level of crazy to be in the entertainment industry. And I keep letting you guys know that because I want you to understand you have to be a little psychotic to be in entertainment. Like, and I mean, that's from music to acting to theater to all of this shit. Like, you got to be a little cuckoo. And again, I say, this is why I never batted my eyes at Ariana and Cynthia being kissing
they
sisters.
Were just like, oh my god, they're just
nothing
literally
about that was alarming to me.
I wasn't alarmed. What I'm more alarmed at is obviously how crazily thin they've gotten, but like the behavior of it,
the
all
behavior was the most
was
normal part of
not
the
crazy
rollout.
You've never been on a set. I was like, the problem is they've been in like this bubble for like years at this point. They're going on 4 years. Typically when you're on a cast for months, it gets weird. Okay. Like,
yeah. And like, you just become, those are your best friends in life that you've like, you've never met anyone else before. Those are your best fucking friends. You guys,
you do everything, you guys together.
Will drink each other's bath water. Like, you guys, like, no one knows the things that you've been through. You've stayed up for 14 hours with this person going through lines. And then when it's over, you stay in that bubble for a little while. And then one day, the bubble pops and you're like, oh, I swear
and
to
isn't
God.
That,
that's
I,
exactly
you know
what's like.
So crazy about it? I'm still Facebook friends with, like, all the people I did plays with at Hampton. And it's so, it's weird in the way of like, obviously I'm out of the bubble, but I still feel like, no, these are like, these are like very, we had experiences together.
Yeah, I will never forget you, my people.
I won't forget you. There's someone at Hampton to the point where like, me and his brother are active Facebook friends because I was in the play with him. Does that make sense? But I didn't really speak to his brother at Hampton, but like there, I was just kind of saw him in passing, but he was such in the bubble of what was that one Wild and Crazy Night that it was like, somehow we are now connected. Like, it's just like, I don't know. Cynthia and Ariana are not that crazy, y'all. I swear. They're not that crazy.
Light work, no reaction.
Honestly. Honestly.
I expected nothing less. As a matter of fact, that let me know it was going to be a great flick. I said, ah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Or have you seen the second one?
Yes.
I haven't went to see it yet. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Oh,
I need really to see it. I know a few people, I guess, say that didn't like it, but I know like just typically the second act is not as popular as the first, which I can understand, but I still thought it was done very, very well.
I felt I was, like I didn't I was emotional. See as you know, again, with the first one, they always spend so much time rolling it out. Like, they were on their rollout tour for a year. So it was like, yeah. I felt like with the second one, obviously, I didn't see as much.
Yeah, and I think they kind of relied on the success of the first one is kind of like to take us through. It's like, and then also, I already know they spent most of their budget on the first. So it's like the success from the first one did a lot of the legwork, which, I mean, they still did really well in the box office for that the second movie. So,
I mean, yeah.
They did what they needed to do. I really enjoyed it, though. And mind you, I've never seen The Wizard of Oz to this fucking day. So imagine me watching Wicked. Mind you, I've also never really seen Wicked.
But you've seen The Wiz, so you know the plot line.
And that's what's funny about it, because The Wiz is also very different from The Wizard of Oz.
It is. No.
As I'm watching Wicked.
But you have the base, but no. It's very different. But the base is the same.
I'm putting my Wiz cap on watching. This is like, it's like, so that's Eveline. Okay. Like, that's how
yes.
I'm capping. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
yes, that part she was would funny be Eveline. Me.
Right. That's what made it so much funnier, because I was like, so Eveline ain't dead?
No, bad news. And
can I just say, no shade? We could have a Wicked version of The Wiz. Like, go ahead and blackify that shit too. I'm sorry.
Yo, I'm surprised no one has done it quite yet.
That would be, like, imagine Eveline getting her, like, story arc, bruh. Like,
because she was so evil in the, what I will say, I felt like Eveline.
Now stop eyeing my gates.
Eveline was, I don't know, she just seems so much worse than the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz. That's why I said
they made that bitch mean, like, she was evil in real life. She was evil. That wasn't even a joke. So like, I was like, okay, so she wasn't really evil. I don't know. Eveline seemed like she was really mean for real.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I feel like in the original Wizard of Oz, you could believe Wicked. They would have to add so much lore to Eveline to make her a sympathetic character. Exactly. Like, they would have to add some crazy trauma. Like, she got abused and all type of shit. No, Eveline
real
was
black shit.
You know, real nigga. Like, where's Tyler Perry at? We need all the trauma to make Eveline sympathetic. Please. I'm dead the fuck. But that would eat. That would eat. Because one thing about
Gilly Daniels on the phone, stat.
Listen. That would actually eat, though, now that we're really now that we're really talking through
it. I'm telling you.
Wicked version of The Wiz.
Hey, call me. I got some ideas, y'all.
Yes.
And the musical direction? Oh.
The mom needs to be like Monique and Precious, though, to really get it off.
You late?
Yes.
Get your ass down here.
And then her sister dies in front of her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need that. Yeah.
I do want that black trauma porn. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Black trauma, wicked. What'd she say? Madam Marvel, flip it around. Wicked witch. That shit cracks me up every fucking time. Flip it around, wicked witch.
W is up. Dang, now you really got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's here. Well, everyone's dead except for Diana Ross, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it would have to be a new. It would. There's no way they could use the same cast.
Yeah, obviously. No, obviously.
They would have to.
But we would need to do. It has to be singing, obviously, again. But it has to be nigger singing.
Yeah, and I have someone who could do the musical direction. Since we no longer have Quincy Jones, we do have John Baptiste, who is also a musical prodigy. Mm. Absolutely. Yes, he is. He is very talented. He is. I feel like our generation's Quincy. No shade. He could absolutely do that shit. John Baptiste, call me, nigga. I got. Come on now, put you to work. Eveline needs some music.
She needs some really, and she would have to be such a. She would have to be literally be a Cynthia Erivo type singer. Like she would have to be someone who could sing down.
Yes, down. Oh, this is good.
This is good.
Who
And just so that niggas know, it's supposed to be The Wiz. It has to be a 40-year-old woman playing Dorothy. It cannot be a teenager.
We have to maintain
continuity and brand integrity. Yes.
And short fro.
Short fro, clearly over 35.
Yes.
Like, even though we all know Dorothy's a teenager, it has to be a very clearly grown woman.
If we're going to go there,
we have to maintain brand integrity.
Exactly. And we do need someone who is ridiculous to play the wizard as well.
Because it was Richard Pryor in The Wiz.
Mm-hmm. Who could? So we need someone just as kooky.
Maybe Eddie Murphy.
This is your time. Or
no, Marlon Wayans would eat. No, I was going to say Eddie Murphy because he's kooky and known. But Marlon Wayans would eat that.
Yo,
he's really unhinged. Yeah, wait, Jamila, let's cast our Wicked Wiz right now. So we have Marlon as the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Madam Marvel, do you think Jennifer Lewis?
Ooh,
just because I feel like if we're gonna nigga it up,
that
right?
Could be good.
That
yes.
could be good.
And she can play a good either her or Lynn Whitfield.
I was do you know I said. We need someone who's comically evil. We know it's unserious, yes. but they always play like evil.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm Jennifer, Miss Jennifer, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to give it to Lynn Whitfield because it needs to be someone who
she
is.
She can play an old nasty.
Nasty. Wink. Just a nasty.
Wicked witch. Witch.
You see what I'm saying? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sure.
So comically old as Dorothy.
But you know, in Wicked, they didn't even show her face, so it just that could be it.
No, but it has to be a flat, or maybe someone's hands, very obviously grown woman hands.
Mm-hmm.
I need that gag. I'm sorry, I need it. Yes. Scarecrow, follow me. The young man who was in Sinners.
Ooh, Miles.
Miles. He's because Michael was really young when he did that role, and I think it would need to be someone, you know, like a sweet, precious baby, and he's also a prodigy.
Yes, he is. He's so good.
He's got a little deep voice, but I think that he could do that. He's on down the road. I could see him eating that up.
Yes, yes.
Okay, for the fucking Tin Man.
But, you know, in The Wicked Witch, the part two, the Scarecrow is the prince. She turned, and that's what gagged me, because I was like, this is not.
Oh, yeah, he's the.
The Wicked, I was like, oh. And what I learned, pause on our casting, what I learned is that even though Wicked is based in the Wizard of Oz universe, those are two completely different stories, actually.
Yeah.
So, because when they showed how the dude became Tin Man and Scarecrow, I was like, what the fuck? That's not what the fuck happened in The Wiz. So, now that I'm thinking about that, like, whoever the Scarecrow is.
He would have to be the prince.
Turned into, so he was going to be, he was going to marry.
Glinda. Yeah.
But I'm still cool with Miles, though. That's the word.
Okay,
who
would be Glinda, though?
We could go Halle Bay. Because she has that whimsical voice.
She has a whimsical voice. That would be good. But then who would be Elphaba? I don't.
Now, this is when it gets tricky.
I was
going
to say Elphaba. I can't think of any.
We need a screamer. We need a screamer.
But like in a nigga way.
Right. There are not a lot of young
there are
girls
not
with,
enough,
that, with that vibrato. Because
the biracial R&B is taking over.
There is a young lady who has a phenomenal voice who I think could do something with this role.
Who?
Samara Joy.
Yes, the jazz singer. She's very pretty.
She is. Oh, and that voice, because I've heard her do some things with it. Like, her register is amazing. And I think that she could give us a old nasty Elphaba.
And
I think the contrast to her voice and Hallie's, God.
Yes. I actually like that. I like that.
I need this now, guys. Oh, my God.
So the thing is, and this is just like a aesthetic choice, I think since they already did Elphaba with the micros in The Wicked, in our nigga Wiz version, Elphaba has to have a bust down. Mm. Like, I just don't, because it's like, the braids were already done. Mm-hmm, and a bust down is at
Let's
its
switch it up.
Yeah, at its root is so black. Like,
and then we got Hallie with her locks.
Locks,
already.
You see what I'm saying?
We getting the bases covered.
Yeah,
for
we need that. We need that Morticia middle part bust down for Elphaba. Seriously. Okay. Bach became the Scarecrow. Am I correct?
Who was Bach?
The nigga Ariana stole, I believe.
Well, I thought we said Miles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bach was the prince. No. Who did Ethan play?
That ugly white boy?
Yeah, who Ariana took.
Yes. Oh, he Was he? He got turned into the Tin Man on accident.
Okay, so
and he needs to have like a voice. Jacquees.
No way.
Jacquees, come get your baddies chain. Yes, we're gonna have Jacquees play the Tin Man.
But can Jacquees act?
I don't know. This is your chance to prove it to us, Jacquees. Jacquees.
Is it Jacquees or Jacquees?
I think it's Quee. Because then he do the Quee mix. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say he was queefing. But he did okay.
Yes.
I don't want it to be Jacquees because okay. I don't know if he can act.
So a little bit more serious. Okay.
But he could sing though, and we definitely need singers. Maybe it could
but
be.
But it was such a quick role. That's why I'm like, it might.
Yeah, no, actually, I lied because.
I have faith in you, Jacquees.
Yeah, because you know what it is? You need to be able to sing really good for it to be in like the Wicked movies. I feel like the singing matters more than the acting. It's one of those situations. It's so much song and dance. And he can sing. Okay, The Lion.
The Lion. And mind you, The Lion was just the lion. That nigga was never even a human. He was a lion from the whole
point. Yes, but who was his voice?
That's really just voice alone.
Samuel L. Jackson.
No, Samuel L. can be Professor Goat.
Oh, he could be. I'm just saying because he has such like a recognizable voice.
Yes. I feel like the goat had more lines. So maybe.
Yeah.
He could be the goat.
And for the lion, let's do Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, I was going to say Tracy Morgan because he has such a goofy voice.
Actually, I like that.
You follow me?
Yeah.
That, woo. Oh, nothing. Yes.
Or, no, he's annoying. Never mind.
Oh,
I was going to say Chris Rock. But he's overly annoying.
It's a little too distinct for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
It has to be a Tracy.
Okay, who gonna play that little sister who gonna die?
So Netta Rose.
Is she wheelchair bound only in Wicked? Or is that like a part of like,
that's
is that
only
a part of the
in
trope?
Wicked. No.
Okay, oh, so only, she doesn't necessarily have to be in the wheelchair. I don't even know no black wheelchair bound ladies that sing, if I'm being frank.
Oh, because that real actress is actually in a wheelchair. Okay.
Right, so I'm like, that I is important. Be but I don't know any of y'all.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
What if we brought back the baby who played her to play adult her?
How long we taking to make this movie? She's still a baby. That baby got to grow up quick. Hell yeah, little girl. We trying to make this movie in a couple of years, little girl.
Please. No, I don't really.
I remember her really singing though, for real.
She has like and back. Remember that?
And I want to see you.
She just has a couple of lines. She has a one. So it's not anything crazy. If you guys know any handicapped actresses
that we could, let us know.
Black, who we can cast.
Yes, let us know in the comments.
She's the Wiz version. Did we cover everyone?
Well, I think we covered all the main characters for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, period.
That was good.
So Lee Daniels, you're going to be in charge of the direction. I need... who did I say? Oh,
you want John Lee Baptiste Daniels?
Yes, I want Lee.
I feel like I kind of want to see what Ryan Coogler would bring to it.
Oh, Ryan would make that shit so good. He'd take all that music out.
Ryan and his wife, because he always says his wife is like, I think her name's Azizi. Don't quote me on that, but he always says she's the one who brings in like the little details, like in terms
they're,
of like-
They're how, a dynamic
yeah,
duo.
Smoke and Stack, the red and blue. Like there are so many post-Sinners little things that I found out, like just detail. And this is the thing that needs detail. Not only detail, but nigga detail.
Exactly.
That Sinners had that it was like,
Ryan
oh,
could definitely.
This I mean, is for niggas.
Ryan could do a great job.
Because, you know, last movie we got from Lee Daniels was the with Glenn Close as the white woman. And said every black community has a asymmetrical Bob Glenn Close. What was her name? Every community has a.
Yeah, nappy pussy.
I said, you know what?
Why would you make Glenn Close say that? You're not going to heaven.
I said, okay. I was, nothing could have prepared
you
me.
You know what's so crazy? For that.
You know, Glenn is, she's so old that she just doing shit. She's just like, I ain't never did nothing like this before.
I can smell your napping pussy.
Bitch.
And I know
those words should never come out of a white bitch mouth again. I'll tell you that much, though. I tell you that much.
White hoe. White hoe.
God damn. All right. So, okay, that's our black we black wicked whiz, whatever the fuck.
He's on, y'all down, make that, he's shit on shake. Down the road.
Make that shit shake. I need good music and all the things. Period. All
right. Well, you want to spin it?
Yeah.
Okay, while Jamila's pulling up the spin, let me give you guys our intro. It's been a minute since I've done this, so I'm a little rusty. But this is our segment, Spin It, where you send us your gutter snipe, low down, dirty, shameful, fucking messy situations, and we give you a PR spin in addition to a little bit of advice. Now, do keep in mind, Jamila and I are not PR professionals. We just studied in undergrad. Now, when you send this to us, send it to @unhingedandimmoralpod@gmail.com. Do not forget to send your age, your genders, your sexual orientations, your political ideologies and affiliations. Men, you absolutely do need to send your height. Okay. And yeah, your races. Although I do kind of assume everyone who listens to this is black. I know not everyone's black, so go ahead and send that as well. Jamila, what do you have for us this week?
Buckle up, everybody. Hi, Mecca and Jamila. I'm a 27-year-old black woman from North Carolina.
Hey,
I need your help, but also need y'all to listen and not judge. Pretty please. I'm gonna do my best. Baby.
Okay, wait. North Carolina. That's where
Devin.
No, I was going to say the other girl from TikTok who stole that lady man. It's only eight. Oh. It's only eight niggas in North Carolina.
I will definitely do my best to not judge you. Yes. Here we go.
I can't make any promises.
So I've been dealing with this man that I work with for over a year and a half now. It originally started just as a convenient fun time, but now there are some deeper feelings involved. We have those super deep, long talks about the world and life and everything in between. He's super sweet towards me, gives me whatever I ask for. Our sexual chemistry is literally an out-of-body experience every single time, and our personalities and humor fits together like crazy. Here's my dilemma. He's married.
And that's why you said don't judge.
Close your legs to married men.
Oh, bitch, boo.
Girl, let me go ahead. Let me
just finish, Jamila.
Let me find where I was. Been with his wife for 10 years, but only very recently put a ring on it, like a few months before meeting me. Now he's never been faithful, but she's never found out about his infidelities. He doesn't hide me necessarily. We've been out together with a friend of his, and he's been around my friends and a few close co-workers of ours knows about the relationship girl. We have. His wife is beautiful and bisexual, as am I. And though we don't talk about her often, when we do, it's usually me asking random questions about her and their dynamics, or him telling me about what she's mad at him for. I'm not jealous, and I don't want to take him away from his wife and children.
He has kids. Why would you bury that? You gotta leave with that.
But I do low-key want him to be a part. Hold on. But I do low-key want to be a part of their family.
Oh, bitch, you're crazy.
What? Excuse me, bitch? Oh, so in the beginning when you said, don't judge me, please, I'm going to let you know that's out the window.
That,
let
me continue. Fuck that. I told you I was going to judge, but I couldn't even guess this, girl.
This is something he says he wants as well. But it's uncharted territory. He doesn't know how his wife might feel about it or even how to bring it up. We almost met once at an event we both were planning on attending, but I didn't like the idea of meeting her face to face, knowing what we had been doing and that she was unaware. I'm trifling, but not that trifling. If we manage to ever have the conversation,
sleeping with a married man
and she does accept it,
Is it already too messy knowing we have been messing around her back? Or is it a whoop-de-doo because she's okay with that dynamic? I'm not a monogamous woman. After many years of trial and error, I just don't see it in my future. And I really do have deep feelings for this man that I know he shares. But I also know he loves her too. Sounds fucked up, but I've loved multiple people at one time too.
Because it is.
So who am I to judge, you know? In my mind, if she's cool with it, I can help with the bills, the house, the kids. I'd want to actually be a part of the family and make them a part of mine as well. I definitely don't see myself being a side piece forever, so I keep my options open in case it doesn't ever happen. But I don't want to separate myself from him either. Sorry, I know this might be long, but it had to come up off my chest.
I don't even know what to say.
So... let me get this straight, sister. You've been I do want to say
I asked y'all to send y'all most. I did. I asked for this, and so I'm not too mad. This is really messy, girl. This is great.
No. I'm so excited. You're
trifling as fuck. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much. For sending me this bullshit. You literally
made my day.
So let me do a quick recap.
Let's rewind.
Then I'm gonna spin your ass.
Yes.
So you met this nigga at work because we forgot that piece.
It was so much because that's where I started. I said, why you fucking someone you work with? But I couldn't even focus on that.
You furking.
Fucking and working. Furking.
You at work when you should be doing at work, should be typing on that computer, putting them shits away. You over there getting your split busted open. Mm-hmm. So you fucking that nigga at work.
Yes.
Who just so happens to be a married man. Y'all sneaking and geeking. Mm-hmm. And
he just got married to a wife a couple months ago. They've been together 10 years.
Instead of you basically saying that you don't want to be a part of a side piece type of deal, and you want to come to him with the bullshit and be a sister wife. So
he's with it too, though.
He's with it. So mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you how to spin it, and then I'm going to read you your rights. Don't tell the wife that y'all have already been fucking.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why would you do that?
The aesthetic. Since the wife is already bisexual, go ahead and let him introduce the idea. Say, hey, I think that we could use some help around the house with the kids. I'm really interested in opening up our marriage to a third person. Very given polygamy, you know, down. Like, let's really
But then also, give the wife rights so that she feels like, because what's going to happen if the wife is anything like me, if a nigga comes to me and says, I want to open up the marriage and here's a bitch I already have in mind, I'm going to assume you've been fucking her.
Exactly. And so let her think that she has, you know, time to choose. And if he can say, you know, I have a couple of ideas, maybe he give. Now this is really, really fucking ridiculous, but follow me. You're going to be in the lineup with two other bitches that are not as T as you.
Yeah.
Follow me. So that it's giving the illusion of choice, right? Or set up an event, right? Or set up a meetup, like a little game night where he invites, you know, some mid-tier bitches who ain't even really with it for real, who ain't on that flirtatious tip. And then when y'all there, you start flirting with the wife. Don't even give that nigga attention.
Yeah.
Right. So y'all are at a game night. You give the wife attention. You start flirting with her and you build a relationship with the wife. Fuck that nigga, right?
Yeah. But you're still fucking that nigga on this side, obviously. Right.
And then allow the wife. Exactly. You're a slut and a whore. And it's okay. We don't judge sluts and whores. We do judge people who mess with married men, though. what you're going to do is you're going to swindle the wife, right? You're going to flirt with her. And you're going to give her those slutty eyes that I know you have, right? You're going to give her those slutty eyes and you're going to you're going to try to make the wife want to fuck you, right?
Yeah.
So then they've both cheated. So now you're even playing field. So then once that's happened, then you can really swindle the wife.
That's really unethical.
And then that's how you bring up the conversation of trying to be a part of the unit, right? So that's what you do. That's how you get in that. Because if you tell that wife that y'all been hunching beforehand, she gonna want to whoop your ass just because bitch, you trifling. You ain't have to do that shit behind your back. If the bitch is bisexual and this nigga want a sister wife, then y'all should have just had that conversation first. But you want to be all hunting and busting it. So now, in order to not get your ass, you got to lie and scheme and lie. But you was doing that anyway because you fucking married anyway.
So I know you don't care about continuing with the lie because you said, bitch, I want to be a part of that family by any means necessary. And that nigga better be motherfucking fine and got good dick for you to be all up all this. You can't let that nigga go. So he best be good.
What in the Tim and Brené is going on here?
I
want
to help raise the kids and all. Damn, bitch, I ain't never heard somebody beg to raise somebody else's kids. Shit.
Well, I have. I be in that side of TikTok.
Oh, brother. Just trifling.
What is going on in North Carolina? Y'all got Brené and them, and y'all just fuck married men. And it's 8 niggas in North Carolina. It's
plot twist. This is Brené rightness.
Bro, this is the exact story.
Brené, get your ass out of that.
You got $2 million to pay. Get the fuck out of our DMs, bitch. The hell? What the hell is going on in North Carolina? What did I tell y'all? I told y'all it's only 8 niggas in North Carolina. I can't believe it's only 8 it's niggas.
Y'all got to get out of North Carolina because clearly it's a scarcity of niggas that got y'all doing some
crazy shit.
Come to Atlanta. It's an abundance.
It's a lot of niggas in Houston. Oh, you ain't got to fuck a married man. Now, sister, let me just read you because Jamila gave you some very good PR advice. That's going to spin it. You fuck that woman. You eat that woman's cat until she
can't. And I mean, you give her the finger eat combo. Ah!
And you stick your thumb in her butt, okay? What Future
you
say?
You do all the things.
You do all the things because you want to be a part of that family.
Yeah, you need to rock her world. She deserves
now,
that.
Now, let me tell you why you're trifling. What the fuck do you mean? Do I want to be a part of her family? Bitch, does that not sound crazy to you?
That sound crazy as fuck.
That sounds insane, sister. You want to be a part of their family with their children. We didn't even touch on. These people have children together.
Children.
You want to come in and help two people raise their kids as a sister wife? Where?
Just so you can't let the nigga go. Be clear. Because it ain't about them motherfucking kids. It's about that nigga.
Sister, this is, we need
you
to.
You ain't that bisexual, no shade.
No, you not.
You just hung up by the nigga. Go get you a bitch.
No, you need to go talk to the lady, my sister. And I don't even, this is not of Christ. I was going to say my sister in Christ. This is not of Christ. Mm. You want to get up under them kids for that nigga? That's demonic.
Oh, well.
That's terrible. If I ever found out, I would have to put you in the ground, sister. That is what it is. I keep saying, I don't know how Brené got away with that shit for so long. Sacramento should have been the Dateline 2020 episode. When she started making them children call her mommy. I said, oh, babes, we're going to air that car out, actually. actually going to air that car out. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Sister, I get that you think that you love this married man and that you want to raise several children, which of whom are not your own because of this married man. I really feel like once you stop being digmatized. And get some self-esteem and worth, you're going to realize, you're going to read this back in a couple years and realize how fucking insane this sounds, sister.
You're not serious.
You're not even being serious right now. She said 27 and you're too goddamn old.
You're so not serious. Once you, like, stop having sex for a little bit. Like, get that dick up out your throat real quick.
Stop having sex for a little bit.
And then you're like, cause when you steady fucking a nigga that's really, really good, you do get confused. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
yeah.
Shit, dude, like, you do not live in a state of reality for a while. You be like, wait, is he amazing? Do I love him? It was just a good
cock in my ass. Like,
well, hold the fuck on. It was what? Mecca be trying to soft launch what the fuck she into on the low.
No,
tip.
Like, I got.
Bitch, you ain't slick. Cause what?
Cock in my ass. That's how crazy you sound. How I just said cock in my ass unprovoked. That's how insane you sound.
That just
is this nigga putting cock in your ass? Cause what's going on?
I know this bitch got a septum piercing. No shade.
You know you do.
This is septum activity. This is septum piercing activity.
Nipple
bitch.
Piercings down.
Yeah, that bitch got a piercing right at the top of her lip right here.
Very much.
Them bitches who got a piercing right here.
Crystals and incense.
Yeah.
And vibes.
And she do not shave that coochie every
And she says she's Polly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she has hairy pits.
I was going to say, and you're either really cute or really not. It's no in between. It's no in between.
Baby, them pits. I know them pits.
One thing about them, and I was specifically talking about the black polyamorous people, because white poly people, unfortunately, y'all are not beating that. I've never seen one that was like, oh, I didn't know you were poly. Like,
I could tell a black lady is poly off their eyes alone.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Black women who be poly either be the baddest bitch on the floor.
Yep.
This is the baddest
musty.
Yeah. Like, you're the baddest bitch you ever seen, or like, yo, sister,
just a tinge of must, like, oh,
sister,
okay.
It's a little bit twanky.
Hey,
hey,
you been using them lemons for deodorant, huh?
Yeah, Erica Badu.
Hey, come on, Dr. Sabi.
Alkaline water,
nuts and berries.
Well,
and shit.
And now I kind of need to know what you look like, because if you are on the other end of being like one of the bad bitch polyamorous bitches, you finna piss me off even more, because you don't have to do this.
And I feel like she is. I feel like she's on the cuter end of the spectrum.
I do.
Because she don't give a fuck.
And that, your fault.
That lets
I was like,
know she's a, yeah. I'm like, oh, this, no, this you, bitch don't give a fuck.
She
you're
gets
cute.
Niggas.
You're cute ass,
you get niggas.
Bitch.
And that's why you pissing me off.
And you're greedy. You're a greedy ass bitch. You're a greedy ass bisexual. Cause you're bisexual and you're cute and poly, and you want this nigga just for the strength of you want this nigga when you know you can have other people. Bitch, get out my fucking face and go get you a couple more bitches.
You about to make me mad now that we talking.
Get your bitch
this.
Quota up.
The fuck? Get your cute ass out of here and go do some work.
Fucking just trifling. Goddamn.
Stupid.
That don't make no damn sense. You know, I know we were supposed to do this on our Patreon, but just to give everybody a sneak peek of Patreon, can we do a screwball?
Yeah,
because I have one. So let's do a screwball. So let me introduce y'all to screwball, because I want y'all to really tap into the Patreon so y'all can really understand, like, you know, all the lore and things. So we have a segment on Patreon. It's a Patreon exclusive called Screw You, where we give somebody screwball. It's very similar to like Donkey of the Day, right? So it's like somebody
because
or something.
It's unhinged and immoral, like, and y'all are screw crew. So the screwball.
Exactly.
Screw you.
So it's basically something that we give to somebody or something or some group of people that we feel like was on some bullshit, and we just need to read them fulfilled. And we have a few on there already. So if you guys are subscribed, if you guys are a part of the screw crew,
we are.
You
Charlie
already know.
Kirk, we're carrying the flame.
When I say I be singing that, like,
I hate the internet, bro.
But who I want to give the screwball today to is none other than...
who?
Nicki Minaj!
Oh, my God.
Because I'm sure by this time the bitch done did something else.
Pull up in Atlanta. What did he say? Pull up in the Lanka.
Pull up in the street.
Lanka.
What? Yeah, Nicki, come and get your baddie's chain. You know what? The funny thing is, none of this was unpredictable. It was all actually very predictable, but it was still disappointing nonetheless. You got your black ass up on that Turning Point USA stage and made a complete fool out of yourself, because not only was you shucking and jiving and cooning for some white folks who don't give a fuck about your black ass, but you also didn't say shit. You was up there just rambling. Bitch, shut up. Talking about some, handsome and dashing person. I don't know. You weren't saying anything of nothing. You're just talking. And that's how I know
she
you're
needs
full of
to
shit.
Get on the We Are Charlie Kirk remix. And We Are Charlie Kirk.
Like, girl, you're so embarrassing.
Harajuku Kirk.
Harajuku Kirk. Harajuku Kirk is crazy. My other favorite part about Nicki's crash out is the fact that she's blocking her stance.
I'm sorry. When she blocked Raymonte, I was crying.
When she blocked Raymonte.
And then when someone's like, yo, dumbass, and he was like, he said, I'm a dumbass. I'm a dumb, stupid bitch. I said, Raymonte, please.
I said, damn. Because mind you, Raymonte ain't even say nothing crazy, bro. All he said was, what happened to my sweet little Nikki from Trinidad? And she blocked him. Mind you, I've been going in on this bitch, and she ain't blocked me yet. So I feel like that's so mean. Like Nikki, don't block them. Block me. That's so mean. They were so sad. But that shit is funny as fuck to me. Like damn. But yeah, like
and I just so have to say this. Raymonte is so funny on Twitter,
bruh. Raymonte be having because me the thing is,
y'all be cussing him out, and he just don't be giving a he fuck. Don't give a damn. And he'll say something. It's just like. The funniest Raymonte tweets be him responding to getting cussed out. Like how he was like,
shut the fuck up, stupid bitch. He'd be like, you're not T, shut up. Like that shit be having me dead. Like, bro, Raymonte is so fucking funny,
bro. We'd be like, you're ugly, shut up. Oh my God.
Cause it's like that shit is so simple but so effective.
I would say it the stuff he be saying don't even be no eloquent shit. Just be like, shut up, stupid bitch. Just be like, what? And I'd be laying in bed crying every time. When they were talking about Raymonte Blacks and he's put Raymonte International or first like so. It's so much Raymonte lore on Twitter specifically.
It's so much. You have to follow Raymonte on Twitter. Like
it's just following so much. Him
on TikTok is so like base it's, level.
No, you the get thing nothing. I was gonna say he's backed up off TikTok. He's not on TikTok the way he used to be.
You know nothing if you only follow him on TikTok. You have to follow Raymonte.
You have to follow him on Twitter.
That is where the experience is. Follow the experience, babes.
I'm a Raymonte Black, unfortunately.
Raise your hand if you're a Raymonte Black.
So stupid. It's so stupid. Fucking stupid. That's why it's funny. Anyway, to Nicki Minaj, what did you feel when you looked into Erica Kirk's eyes? Have you seen the tweets of like a regular person? I miss my husband, Erica Kirk, and it's like
got a firework out her fucking asshole. Like, it's damn, like, bitch,
oh my
damn.
God.
And I know she killed that nigga. I'm sorry.
Like,
bruh.
No, like, on a very serious note, your husband died very, like, tragically on camera.
Out here on tour, bitch.
It's like, I mean, I get, and that's why it's so funny. I get everyone grieves differently, but God but damn.
And it's like, bitch, I ain't seen them babies since that neck got popped. I don't know. I don't trust the bitch.
It's like a little suspicious. Like at first,
it is.
At first, I was like, oh, okay. But then it's like she's channeling whatever this energy is. But now it's like, okay, this is crazy.
What is with them in the fireworks though? Like, what is it with the pyrotechnics, bitch? Like, you can't
to go talk to the lady.
Rest in peace to my nigga without the fucking pyro. Like, bitch,
rest in peace to my nigga. She's gonna have a pyro pop out her pussy eventually.
No, literally.
And you know what? You know what would eat? And I'm not trying to give them ideas. If they played We Are Charlie Kirk in the background,
we are Charlie Kirk.
We're carrying the flame. I hate that it's stuck in my head.
Bro, white people are so fucking.
No, that's what they want. And you know what is crazy when you think about like when we learned about the Gripper and they just wanted to meme this nigga? I'm like, y'all killed this nigga to make him a meme. And that's insane. Y'all did it.
Bruh. Y'all literally fucking did it.
White people are evil, man.
They're crazy.
Y'all
as fuck.
Even evil to each other.
Hey. Let me stay out of they
like y'all
way,
are
bitch.
Fucking evil. My God.
Stay out my goddamn way.
Anyway. We are Charlie Kirk.
A lot of people was like, so I seen a couple of Barbs like making videos basically saying like, oh my gosh, I'm very disappointed. Like as a lifelong Barb, like this was my final shot. And it is very sad. And like they're very, you could tell they're very hurt and distraught from having to lay down their queen. And then it's people saying like, oh, you lame ass bitches. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Y'all don't understand. Like, I could not imagine if Beyonce did some shit like this. I would literally be,
You know what is the funniest part about this?
Up, bro.
The funniest part is watching the Barb's reaction, both hardcore and the disappointment, because the ones who are like, and I don't give a fuck.
You know what? They're like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to still be. I'm like,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The gay men specifically who are like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, you know what?
Go ahead, baby. Because it's like, I don't, you know what's funny? When it comes to like saying, because I made a video about saying, you know, I gave a lot of nuance and like empathy for Nikki in the beginning of my video. Then I kind of read her calling her a coon, which I stand by. And I think like people, what am I trying to say?
Say, what are you trying to say?
I feel like I literally lost my point.
We are Charlie Kirk.
What the fuck? I don't know.
We are Charlie Kirk keeps playing in my
head.
What were
we just talking about? We said they cancel her. Oh, I remember now.
Baby,
y'all.
I'm just dry. I came in a little drunk still.
This raw wake up, bitch.
Literally.
I feel like I'm high or something. I was on the phone
with
late
who?
Night. Couldn't, you know. Anyways.
We have to get out of here, man. We have to get out of here.
Basically, what I was going to say is people be ODing when it comes to like the whole cancellation of people. It's like, I can call Nikki a coon without demanding everybody stop listening to her too. Like, it's not like, guys, y'all are like, I'm just saying that she's a fucking coon and she's pathetic and she's shucking and jiving for bullshit. It doesn't mean I'm finna call for like everybody to remove Nikki's music off. And because I don't think that that is as... I feel like that's a little performative sometimes. And I feel like what's more effective is to literally
I think
call
it honestly
coon
depends
in public.
On the person.
I don't know.
And what that person feeds off of.
It definitely
I actually think Nikki sure. feeds off of the attention. So I mm-hmm. think the best thing is to ignore her. Mm. Like she's like a child. And ignore that's the thing.
Her,
every
yeah.
time she does something, she knows we're going to get riled up yeah. and talk about her, which is why she keeps doing it. And so, you know what's crazy? This is how I know I'm maturing. Yeah. I feel like whenever she yeah. used to do something. Also, when you start doing stuff more often, it becomes less, like, sensational. It's kind of like yeah. when Kanye
it's,
does,
it's less,
I was
yeah,
going to say,
gaggy.
I
that's
didn't even hear about it until much Kanye later. I said, oh, like it used to hit Kanye. Because it was like, you're not doing this a lot. But now it's like, you do good? This all the time. Like no one, like fuck Jay-Z and Roc Nation. We get it. You hate them guys. And you're scared to say Beyonce's name. Like we literally get it. You're going to give us a fuck Jay-Z. You're going to give us a fucking AI generated image. You're gonna fuck
fucking,
say fuck Desiree.
What's the fucking name?
And you're Chucky. and you're gonna try you're gonna and allude Chucky to say Beyonce's like name, but never actually say it.
Yeah, because you're scared. Oh, but I will say this though. You know, she kept saying that she has an album coming out in March. One of two things is gonna happen. One of two, and nothing in between. One, it's gonna flop. It's going to flop really hard and it's going to send her into another spiral and she's going to blame the establishment, right? The other thing is it's going to go up, but for the wrong reasons. It's because she has solidified herself into the MAGA base and they are going to do it out of spite. But of course, they don't actually like Nikki. They're going to do it just because they know that we are not fucking with her in that moment. So I'm very
I mean, them niggas made
what
killed Charlie
like
Kirk and made him
March.
A meme. So at this point, anything is possible, truly. So, but the thing is, I can also see, because no shade, she hasn't dropped a good song in years. Like, with Megan and the Bigfoot, that shit sucked. I feel like if she dropped a bad song,
that was
people,
so bad.
Like, would meme it. So it would go up, but it would, yeah,
oh, for sure.
it would be ironically
like
unironically bad, and that's why it would go up.
Yeah. And no shade, I feel like when you got a lot of bullshit on your heart,
when you're like going through
you can't
trauma,
also be talented in that way. I don't know. That's just the laws of physics. It's just the laws of physics. There's no way you're going to drop the hardest album of all time come March. I know it's not going to be good because you don't got it in you no more, sister. And that's why you're spiraling, because you can't keep up with the new bitches. And, you know, funny enough, you don't have to. You never had to keep up.
You could have just bowed out gracefully. Nobody would have ever questioned your legacy. Yeah,
but I think the thing with Nikki is, obviously, it's insecure,
what we've been saying. She could have kept going. No one was saying retire. Like, no one ever said that. Beyonce hasn't retired. She's given us, like, some of her best music in the latter half of her career, like a Tina Turner. You could have had that. Or it's just, like, you just are so toxic to the young people that no one likes you. And the people who, like, feel reverence to you are, like, to me at this point, one, either grew up with you, like, you gave them something very important when they were growing up. Or two, they're very lost children who are looking for, like, belonging. It's no in between. You don't have, like, the general population, you know, at your beck and call anymore, which sucks. I feel like all the normal people are like, I mean, Nikki has some great songs, but she's weird.
It does.
And it's whatever. Same thing with Kanye.
Yeah, it's just like, girl. And let me tell you something, bitch. Joe Budden has turned his back on her. And
I didn't even know that.
Joe Budden is a Nikki stan, baby. And baby, lost Joe Budden.
What did Joe say?
You're done, sister. He was one of the people. He was just like, I'm done. I'm done, Nikki. I'm done. This is it. I'm done. You lost me.
That's hella funny. That's crazy.
I'm done, Nikki.
I mean, hey.
Shout out to Joe.
When you lost Joe Budden, I guess you've lost it all. That says so much, I guess.
You lost Joe Budden, bitch.
I don't. Just like like Joe Budden being the litmus test.
This shit is funny as fuck.
I saw
to
them
me.
Beating your ass on Twitter.
One of the barbs. Let me.
But mind you, I saw it because it was on another tweet. So I had to go find the tweet that pissed them off.
Grace R. Ungwa. Because you use your first and last name. You emailed me and said, you ugly ass bitch, go to hell and die, bitch. I'll be contacting your employers.
You know what was, I don't know if she's in America though. Because when you sent me it, I did try and find her. Because I was just hella weak that she had her full name and a picture. that's what had me crying. And the selfie. Full you know how Gmail lets you have
full name said, picture.
This is literally not a bot. This is a real person. That's why I said she is cute. Too cute for that.
And she's really pretty too.
So rude.
What a shame.
Nikki doesn't care about you,
so
Grace.
So nasty and so rude. Nikki don't give a
Nikki
fuck about
doesn't care
see
about
Raymonte,
then Nikki
like...
doesn't care about any of y'all.
Oh, God, I said, damn.
You're right.
No,
I am a
safe,
stupid,
y'all.
Dumb bitch.
None of us are safe.
I'm sorry. That's like a top five Raymonte tweet. I was in bed, like, with tears rolling
Man,
down my face.
Man, that shit was so funny. I said,
That's another episode of Unhinged Tomorrow.
Damn.
You guys, don't forget to lock into our Patreon. We'll be giving out more screwballs over there. Shout out to the Screw Crew and all the support that you give us. If you're subscribed to our Patreon, you get exclusive content and you get your episodes on Tuesday as opposed to on Thursday with the normal drop. We are bringing back sidebars this year where if you are a part of our Patreon, it's where we were like doing guest episodes with some of our mutuals and creators that we really, really like from TikTok and across platforms all over the internet. So definitely tune in. I feel like I've been hitting up people. We've asked our Patreon who they want to see. And so we're hitting some folks up. And you guys, we know that you guys feel a way sometimes about the Unhinged and Unplugged. But you guys have been receiving our last few Unhinged and Unplugged episodes really well. So I'm really proud of you guys. I feel like I'm really proud of you guys. You guys have been acting really nice in the comments. So thank you. Y'all are so extra.
Yeah, y'all are so spoiled. Y'all are some spoiled ass bitches. How about that?
Do you have anything to say?
Spoiled rotten. But we love you. just make sure you guys stay locked in with all the things that we have coming up. As far as like updates and things, we are trying to really lock in so that we can be more just like efficient vibing, like, on social media. Cause we kind of just be like, we kind of just like more so operate our own, and we be neglecting the fuck out of our actual like unhinged page, except for the clips. So I know you guys know about Aria, our intern. So we are really trying to figure out some sort of cohesive thing that we can do to just really make sure the content is just like ever evolving and things like that. Like Mecca said, make sure you guys are subscribed to the Patreon. So we have the sidebars.
We have Spin It Independent episodes.
Spin It Onlys.
Did we finish our Slumber Party series?
Yes.
We have our Slumber Party series.
Guys, we love Spin It. No, we have one more coming out. I think I'll drop it this week then. So
I want to keep that going. I really liked that. That was fun to do.
Which is all about flirting.
And we should maybe, we can bring people to our Slumber Party next time.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Ooh, that could be fun. Yes, it was really so much girl talk. We were talking about sex and things. And this third episode is all about flirting, which is one of, I think this one is my favorite. So make sure y'all like
and thanks for fucking with us through all our changes. Bye, you guys.
And we'll see you guys next week. Yes. Love y'all. Bye.
Okay. Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.